Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wrapping up here on Take Command with some feel-good, and that's how the Commanders are wrapping up their mandatory mini camp, Logan. Had a bunch of high school coaches in yesterday, which is kind of a fun deal. And then today, family barbecue. You flagged this because you think this kind of stuff's really important. As a guy who played 10 years in the NFL, why?
Yeah, so as a player, I probably wouldn't have thought it. The barbecue thing is different. But the coaches thing, I kind of thought, I'd be like, you know, why are these guys here? Like, what are they really gleaning from practice? But I do think it's a great way to build relationships. Like, some of the high school coaches that I have worked with, you know, at Independence and at Stonebridge were there. And it was cool to see the coaches on staff come up and start talking with them, kind of building relationships. And I thought, is there a better way to build a community around football than getting a bunch of people who are obsessed with football out to a Commander's practice, who are then going to go back and tell their high school kids, oh gosh, yeah, the Commanders treated us so great. Dan Quinn said this, like, just making yourself a pillar of that community. And so, like, from a optics marketing, from a relationship standpoint, like, I can't think of a better group of people to have out there. And it just seemed like a really nice thing. And then how accessible everyone was, you know, like, it was funny, one of the coaches I work with at Stonebridge, like, knows the assistant O-line coach, because he recruited one of the guys he coached when he was at Florida. And so he comes up and they kind of have a, you know, walk down memory lane. I was like, this is such a cool thing to kind of keep these relationships strong and keep it related to the community, not only here in Ashburn, but there were guys from Manassas, teams from, like, in Alexandria. So I thought that was just a really cool way to kind of build the Commanders brand and continue kind of this Josh Harris vision. I think it's a Dan thing, but kind of this vision of kind of being a pillar and a member of the community. So from a player standpoint, I don't really care about that much, but I think from a, like, a forward,
yeah, no, I love it. And
really,
I would love, if I was a coach, to be able to watch Dan Quinn teach. There's just some things he said in his press conferences this week where I was just like, man, the way this dude thinks about teaching is so special. It's so good. Yeah. And it's so, there's, like, no, it's not a mystery why he's been effective at all positions in his entire career. And he even talked about, like, you know, how some of these things played out early in his career, like who he learned from then, and then, you know, learning more from players earlier in his career, and then making sure that he took what he knew about teaching and was able to apply those concepts to the things that he learned from players. So, like, he had to first learn what he was supposed to be teaching, I guess is the best way to put it, where he's, like, learning from guys, like, he shout out, like, Bryant Young, former D lineman, and he's like, he's the one who taught me how to, like, where the hand really needed to be. Like, at the NFL, if I can get my hand here, it's like, okay, well, how do I teach that to other guys? He said, you know, when he's with the Dolphins, he learned how to long arm from Jason Taylor. And so pretty good guy to learn from. And so it's like, once I understand what I'm trying to teach, now how do I teach it? And I think if I was a high school coach and getting to see both sides of that equation, frankly, up close in practice. And I doubt these guys were allowed in like any of the install meetings and stuff, but I'd be begging to get in there and see like how this stuff does. It goes in the classroom.
Well, some
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They have, what are they called? Like, it's like you're not like an intern, but you can come for portions of the off season. So there are coaches that are, I think, high school level coaches, not necessarily from Virginia, but come in and sit in on meetings. And I thought, man, like, what a cool opportunity that is, you know? And it was funny you mentioned that thing about teaching. Like, I remember when I was in Atlanta with Dan, I don't think he'd mind me sharing this because he shared it in a team meeting, but it was like, he went through what it meant to have a mastery of information. So it was like, it concluded with your ability to teach it, right? It was like you have to there was like five steps. It was like a clock, you know? And I thought, man, like that's a really – and that's kind of how he approaches things, right? It's like identifying kind of what you were talking about there. Excuse me. What I need to know, like do I understand it well enough? And then can I explain it to somebody else and have them have a mastery of it? And I think that's kind of how he approaches all these different things. And it's what makes him a special coach.
Yeah, for sure. As for the barbecue side of it, talk about building community. You know, one thing that he's talked about in some of these press conferences is like even the guys that aren't doing a ton right now because of injuries or, you know, they're vets and they're just managing things, whatever. He's got to spend some time with them. And he tries to spend time with guys to get to know them. And obviously, when you bring their families around, you get to know the family as well and get to see the whole person. So why does this stick out to you? And how unique is this? Or is this something that a lot of teams do?
I'd say this is fairly common, but I think it's an important thing that some coaching staffs that I've been with have forgotten. And, you know, when I was at my early stage career, like I was a super hardo and this was not important to me. It was detracting from football. It was detracting from working out. It was detracting from body maintenance, whatever, whatever. But as I got older, I think it you know, like because your family is your team. You know what I mean? Your family is your like number one priority. And so like when they're not included in the team environment, you know, like the football team environment, it makes it really challenging, I think, for spouses and kids to understand what you're going through and the people that you're going to be dealing with every day. And so I think this kind of stuff is incredibly important to get them around, to get the wives around each other, to have the coaches meet your family and just be like, hey, like, thanks so much for the weird hours or, you know, he's doing a great job. And, you know, like, thanks for it kind of makes your spouse's commitment to you and all the support that they provide like somewhat more important. And so like it's the little things and it's the little steps that they've taken. You know, Josh Harris has taken, and this is a Dan thing, he did this in Atlanta too, but like Josh Harris has taken and say, hey, like we're gonna find ways to make it a better experience for your family if they do come to the game, right? Is there gonna be childcare? Like
that's they have that into the locker room at Northwest Stadium, you know, kind of where we all wait, the media, just the horde of us, right across the hall,
yeah,
in that
yeah.
Locker, yeah. Or right outside the locker room is where the child care is.
Dude, I think that's such a, that's awesome, man. Cause again, like it's not just, if you can make it easier for the family, then it makes it easier for the player. So I think all of these little like I don't know, yeah, soft skill.
Personal touches.
I don't know the quite right way to, you know, interpersonal. Yeah, personal touches are extremely valuable because, like, I'll tell you, man, there were places like where, you know, I'd go with my wife and it was like they didn't care about her. And that makes it hard for her to help me be the best version of myself on the field. It makes me hard to support her and vice versa. So I just think these are subtle, small things, but I think they pay big dividends for the family structure. And again, like Dan talks about knowing the players, I think this is a great example of that. It lets you do that, but it also lets you kind of know.
I'm reading this book right now called How Basketball Can Change the World. And one of the things I literally just read this part last night, and talks about like kind of the power of pickup basketball. And that if you, it's just five random guys or girls playing ball, and you have to instantly try to develop trust. You know, you have to understand like, oh, this is my skill set, how it matches with yours, whatever. But then like where it takes it next level is, let's say you see that person off the basketball court and like you see them, like, you know, you acknowledge their humanness. Like it's not just a stranger. It's like, oh, I have some baseline of human connection with that person. And I feel like there's some of that too, especially in football, which can be such a cold business. And it's not to say that like now we're going to keep 58 players because we care about you and screw the NFL rules. We're going to petition Roger Goodell because we just can't stand the thought of cutting. Like, no, the business is still going to ultimately be the business, but how you handle that business might change. And that's a good thing. How a coach invests in a player, that's a good thing. And I think that it's the more human the connection, and not to mention the trust is something that we talk about all the time in this sport. I talked about it with Dietrich Wise the other day. I've talked about it with Jonathan Jones, just this camp in the last couple of weeks, or just this spring, the last couple of weeks, that building trust on the field matters. When you have a trust from a human standpoint, from a larger connection outside of just, do you know your assignment? That can matter on the field. And that goes from coach to player, player to player, player to coach. And these kinds of things, I think, help you see the whole human, because you're not just like, oh, that dude's number whatever, my teammate. You're like, oh, that's a dad, that's a husband, that's a, you know, oh, whoever. Or that, maybe it's a younger guy who's single, doesn't have any, you know, partner, kids, anything, but he's playing with my kids. And like, I saw that side of him. And so it just provides those opportunities that don't happen in a football practice, obviously.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, or a lot of coaches that I've, not a lot, but I'd say about 50% of them would not do that because they didn't want to see that side of you. They didn't want to see that because it made it harder to cut. It made it harder to kind of manage the roster, make those decisions. And I think that's something that I've always respected about Dan, is that he worked really hard to build those connections, even though he knew it was going to be harder for himself to manage the roster.
But you're never
going to
get the best out of a guy and truly know what you had unless you know him. And like that... It probably, absolutely. Like, is it harder in the moment when you have to make the cut? Yeah. But you know, you gave the guy an honest chance, and like, that's coaching at this level.
Yeah. And I think that's excellent. And again, like, this is a small thing. It's a family barbecue. You know, they're going to get it's catered, you understand, like whatever, but it is significant. And I think, these are the little things that, make this staff and make this, make it special, I think, and why this feels like it's something sustainable long term is these little moments. So again, this is soft stuff. It's not a huge deal, but I think it shows a,
for sure, and in a league of small margins, cool. Everything matters. So might as well take care of the little things, because you never know what's going to be the thing that push you across in the end. All right, that is our show for today. We'll see what happens in this final short practice. Anything major happens or not, we'll be talking about it on the Hoffman Show, 4 o'clock this afternoon, live on the Team 980. We'll also hear from Dan Quinn after practice in terms of what happened with Noah Brown and any other updates that we need to get. Logan and I will be back on Monday or Tuesday with a mailbag episode. So get your questions in now at HoffmanShow.com or using Instagram at Hoffman.sports. At Logan_Paulson82. In the meantime, if you made it this far and you haven't subscribed, now would be a good time wherever you're watching or listening. And we will see you next time on Take Command.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.